Do you consider your paintings to be science fiction paintings?
They're science fiction fantasy in that realm, because that's the thing I have up there. But I just think of them more as imagineering. You know, it's just imagining things that might be, but you don't know if they are or ever will be. But if you're looking at to really put them into an area, it's a science fiction fantasy. But when you talk science fiction right now, people are thinking about books, and in the art world, they're thinking about illustrations of colors for those books. Things I do, I don't think fit in that realm, because most of the covers for those books deal with people of some sort in different costuming and serpents and things like that. Or they deal with space machines blowing up things and all that sort of thing. I don't. I do with more like space landscapes and not terrifying or threatening. There are some I do, of course, but mostly they're spacescapes. Their people are in there, they're very small, and they're there to give an illusion of size relationship. When you say escapes, it's kind of an escape for me, too, when I paint them.
When did you start doing that dial thing?
It was back when I worked for Bell Aircraft in the late 50s. Before that, I was doing other things, architectural-type paintings in oils, some commissions for different companies or paintings of theirs. Just out of art school and entering a lot of different jurors contests in various museums and that. Also, I was doing some paintings for rental purposes for the art gallery local, the Knox Art Gallery.
Oh, right, Knox.
Then I started to get into imaginary fantasy type things. As I got older, it seems like I enjoyed that more than anything.
Did you read a lot of science fiction?
Oh, yeah. As a youngster, I did a lot of it, you know. A lot of my dreams I have to do with science fiction. Got some wild dreams, you know. I was always a reader, and have been, and that probably played into it. Plus the fact I was in aerospace, working for Bell with all the experimental airplanes and the first rocket built and everything else. I was very close to it, working with the engineers on things to come. They're working from a commercial end of it, but they were certainly dreamers too. We were working on things like the old dinosaur project, which is the forerunner of the space shuttle. I think outer space is a very imaginable place to be, but you don't know what really is out there. That's one of the things I've always wondered about. I kind of imagine things that are not, as far as we know now, real. It's futuristic, definitely.
How did you first get a job at Bell then?
The first job I got at Bell was really because they liked my lettering. It was what they considered a pretty good letterer, and they needed that to put them on their blueprints or send them in all the contracts with the Air Force and the Army. And that was my initial job. And I was working on brochures and working on exhibits for them. Eventually, I became the head of the art department. After that, Bell went out of business, and I moved on to New Orleans, where I worked with Martin Marietta with the space shuttle, working on the fuel tank. But I also became very involved in that I was the artist that took care of getting prints for various offices of the vice presidents and president, and doing paintings, which eventually ended up at NASA Center down in Cape Canaveral. I went down to see the first shuttle launch. There's press credentials, because I also was a writer for their newspaper.
Martin Marietta.
I did a lot of oil paintings based on the space program. And I started to branch out into paintings that are just kind of out of my imagination, based on outer space. I always wanted to be an artist, I guess. Ever since high school, I got a scholarship to go to an art school. I didn't know if I wanted to do that, but I said, well, might as well try it out. So I went to art school because my teacher thought mechanical drawing I was doing very well, and that's how I got the scholarship. At that time, I decided I wanted to be an art critic, and I kept painting and doing things, but the critic part got by the wayside as far as making a living at it. I enjoyed the painting very much, so I decided to do some painting and make a living. Not at painting, because it was very difficult to do. I've probably done close to 1,000 paintings.
Are you running out of ideas?
I don't know. I don't have an idea until I start to paint. Well, I start with a blank piece of paper. I put a little color on it and move it around. And I add a few other things. I wipe it off. I wash it off. I add a little more. Eventually something seems to develop. I say, oh, that looks kind of interesting, and I work on that. And I'll take it out and look at it at all different angles. I live with it a few days sometimes, sometimes a month, and look at it again. Come back and work on it a little bit more. And eventually I say, hey, that's what I want to do. And I did it. I finished it up. That's it. On to the next painting. When I decide I like that, I think that's it, I sign my name. Once I sign my name on it, it's done. I'm not going to go back and do more work on it. I'm going to go on to the next one. I'm satisfied, and that's all that matters to me. I'm satisfied. What is great art? Great art is what you personally like and will live with for a long time, and every day you like it more. Great art is, I think it's an individual thing. There's so much stuff that they consider great that I certainly don't consider great. I wouldn't even want. People who might want because they say it's worth a lot of money. Investing in art is the worst thing possible as far as I'm concerned. Investors love it because they make money at it. But art is something you build your room around, your furniture, everything almost can be built around the art more than the other way of you building you buy the art because it matches the colors in your couch or something. I like to be unique. I don't want to be just like everybody else. And when people think they know me, I try to do something to change that, just to keep them on their toes.
Right.
A lot of my paintings, people consider them to be illustrations. Other people consider them just to be paintings. Rockwell had the same thing. What he painted, you couldn't get a photograph like that. I mean, you have to spend an awful lot of money, an awful lot of time to get the characters, costuming, the expressions, the people, the whole thing into one setting, copying photographs. That's not art to me. It's good if you want to learn how to use the paint, how to paint, make it similar or the same sort of thing. That's craftsmanship. Dali had craftsmanship, but he had a heck of a lot more than that. There's nothing wrong with copying photographs to learn what colors work and how to blend and all that sort of stuff, how to use your brush. But you need an awful lot more than that. And
do you have words of advice for young artists?
I would advise them to get some paint brushes, some paint, something to paint on, and do what they want. Enjoy it, whatever they do.
The concept of making art for your own self-satisfaction.
Exactly. I think all the great artists ever did that. Every material thing you see is an art of some sort, good, bad, or ugly, even great, but it's art. Art is a very nebulous thing. That ends on the space note.